systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Oh, I'm so sick still. Well, hello, welcome to Jam. Well, today is Wednesday, June 16, 2001. Oh, my name is Matt. Thank you.
And my name's Danny.
I'm not sick. I'm going to cough up so much phlegm tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man. Immune system.
Welcome to the Phlegmcast. This is episode 362. Fucking A. Hello. Welcome.
Hardcore immune system of steel plus... Shield.
Should we go back through the archives and see how hardcore your immune system is?
It was pretty bad before.
Exactly.
But I have not been sick since my surgery in October.
Yeah?
So, fucking hoorah me. Got rid of that tumor, got rid of the sickness.
I'm sure it was all coming from the tumor.
I bet you my tumor was attacking, or not my tumor, but my immune system was always attacking the fucking tumor, man.
It didn't do a very good job.
Obviously, it just fed it and kept it growing, but yeah, since I got rid of it, my immune system's like, fuck, I can do other stuff now.
I think the tumor was being fed by the white blood cells from the immune system, and pretty soon you just didn't have any left. And then that was the end of that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I've been doing a lot better. So.
All that white pussy shit in the tumor, those were actually dead white blood cells.
Oh, okay.
Should pour out a little liquor for all your dead immune system, for your T count, your T cell count.
Okay. But no, I've been doing a hell of a lot better since my surgery, dude. Like, I have not been sick. No, I mean, the occasional, like, stuffy nose or, like, a
like
tiny
this morning
ache, like,
mm-hmm.
before I have to poo.
I've just not been kissing or touching you at all. Even though you try, I'm like, no, you don't want this.
I don't try to kiss you.
What I have right now that I'm keeping at bay and I'm almost done with would kill you. Any mortal man would die from this disease. Sean died. No, actually, if you guys are local, Sean's up at Casey's Bar right now up in Whitefish doing a little hip hop with Nickel B and Minx, the Lynx. So I don't know if you guys want to head up there and check that out.
Sweet.
Little white hip hop party.
But no, dude, I have refrained from kissing you on the mouth.
On the mouth. My dick, not so sick, though. Still doing okay.
I hope that's okay.
She's like, let me kiss you. I'm like, no, I'm sick. But here, you can kiss my wiener. It's not sick. No, that's sick. Bah! All right. You just hurt his feelings, so good luck with that.
I cheered him up. No big deal.
So you're working, like, almost every day now, huh?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Do you remember, like, how to work and stuff?
I don't know, man. I forgot my cook shoes today with my insoles in them, and I wore
shoes,
my fucking, my flat-ass Vans.
Cook shoes.
And now my feet hurt like a motherfucker, dude.
Cook shoes.
I want to fucking stab you. But no, dude, like, wearing just regular flat fucking skater shoes in a kitchen when you're standing up all day with tile over fucking concrete.
You know what you need?
It hurts your fucking lower back and your feet.
You need bar stools with wheels on them. So that way you can just sit in the bar stool and you'll have like a rope pulley system.
Roll around.
And you can just like pull yourself around wherever you need to go. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, let me not
Let's
ever
do that. That's right. Snibbler says everyone loves the Boondocks.
I am not.
Cook shoes. New shoes. I love that guy. He's such a trip.
But yeah, dude, it's been pretty good today. So, we got our liquor license, so we're fucking
now 600 grand in debt. Good luck with that.
We are gung-ho, dude.
That blows my mind. Like, I used to work for a liquor store a long-ass time ago, and it blew my mind, like, how I never realized how expensive those things were. And those things are like finding the last virgin in the village. Like, once someone finds it, they're like, it's mine, and I'm gonna auction it off to the highest bidder, and people are dropping like millions of dollars to get a liquor license.
Yeah, if you guys follow me on
that blows
Twitter,
my mind,
TwitPic or Facebook or whatever, you guys would have saw the picture of all the fucking liquor that just got brought in today.
A lot.
Yeah, the whole bar, which, mind you, is a very big bar, was covered in fucking just bottles of booze.
And that's
dude.
Just the liquor for you guys. Like, that's not even for the restaurant.
Yeah, no, it was fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So you planning on getting a paycheck anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting paid on the 20th. Oh, okay. So
what, once a month?
What?
You get paid once a month?
No, I'm not really sure. I think it's, I don't know if it's like twice a month or if it's like every 2 weeks. I don't know if they're doing like the 5th and the 15th type of thing or if they're
How about daily? Here's a suggestion. Can you pay her daily?
I wish it
just
was
just for
like,
right now. Just right now.
I want one of those jobs where you get paid every week on Friday. Like, I've never had one of those, and that would be super fucking cool.
So Dave's Dog says $6,000 worth of alcohol. So if you had $6,000 to burn on alcohol, would it look like that?
Probably.
That's crazy.
It was ridiculous, dude.
I would not even want that much liquor. I mean, obviously, if I was selling it, okay, but, like, just to drink.
Dave's Dog says 5th and 20th of every month.
Go
damn
you.
It.
Go you.
God damn it. I wish it was, like, every Friday. That would be just amazing.
Dude, I haven't worked a job since Alamon that paid once a week.
I actually only had one job that ever did that, and I worked for a timeshare fucking place. But
a
I got
Ponzi
to come in.
Scheme?
No, I sold timeshares over the phone. It was a telemarketer.
Oh, it wasn't like, come for this free vacation and then sit locked in this fucking room for like 8 hours until we force you into buying stuff.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of that. I booked trips, and they would take the trip, and if they bought the timeshare. See, I would get so much if I booked it, and then I would get so much if they went, and I would get so much if they bought
the timeshare. You have to do is get the people there. Once they're there, whoever they hire to be the sales guys, that is like the most high-pressure sales system ever.
Yeah.
They will lock doors, and they will hold your children hostage with guns to heads and be like, you gonna buy the fucking timeshare? I'll blow her fucking brains out.
It was pretty cool, though, because it was right in an awesome spot. It was right next to Munchie's Cafe.
Nice.
And they're open from 4:20 in the afternoon to 4:20 in the morning and deliver fucking everywhere.
Chris guy, I love that South Park episode. That was so great. Yeah, but, Aspen. we're just going to leave now. Oh, are you?
But and it was across the street from where I ended up getting my tattooing gig at Eternal Art. So
nice.
It was fucking badass. And the cool thing about it was is I could go fishing and, you know, be out all night and stuff and show up to work in my fucking raggedy ass fishing clothes, flip flops and fucking smelling to high heaven and sit there and work for like 5 hours and make like $500.
How many lovers did you have at that time point in your life? Probably not very many.
Want none.
None? Could it have been the awful fish smell aroma?
I've had boyfriends try to hose me off before I walk into the house.
You think?
Before, and I'm like, no!
You're like that dude in that movie, what was it, Long Island or Rhode Island or whatever, where he works in the sewer thing, and as soon as he gets home, his wife's like, he's like, I already showered 3 times. She's like, just one more, please. And he's like, and they're scrubbing the shit off him. Like, that's
see, I didn't do that.
That never comes
like,
off
like, they get
you.
Mad at me. The worst time, it was so great. I had caught a bunch of Spanish mackerel, and I put them in a bucket for a whole day and let them kind of, like, soak and marinate in their own fucking salt water and juices and shit. And I don't
know
if you know,
gross.
But Spanish mackerel are pretty fucking, they're, like, the slimiest of slimy, nasty
so
fucking
gross.
Fish. But they're awesome shark bait, right?
It reminds me of what I'm coughing up right now. They're Spanish mackerel.
Yeah, so I fucking go out and I go fishing with that, and so I fucking reek like them, right? And I came home at, like, 6 in the morning, 5 or 6 in the morning, and I'm, like, sneaking in. And, like, I fucking...
You can't sneak that smell, dude.
Well, no.
There's no hiding that smell.
My boyfriend at the time didn't notice it, and, like, I fucking... He didn't hear me the entire time, and then I, like... You know, get undressed and shit, and I try to, like, crawl in the bed right next to him, and he just fucking leans over and pushes me off the bed. And he's like, go shower. I'm like, I don't want to. I just came home.
That's
so tired.
Gross, dude. Yeah. I would do the same thing. I would be like, I would build you a shed to go live in. Here's your house.
My mom, when I lived with her down in Florida, when me and my dad would go fishing, she would meet us at the door with 2 bars of soap and say, go get in the pool and fucking shower and
that's
and wash
gross
off.
For the pool.
Yeah.
It's like the jail thing where they get to jail and they hit you with the powder and then just hose you off and they got the big long, like in Super Troopers, and they got big old long brushes.
But
and
it
shit.
was cool though. There was a lot of fucking chlorine in there, but you know. But yeah, she wouldn't let us come in the fucking house. I'm like, God damn it. I'm just gonna have to clean all those fucking fish in the morning and start smelling like it again. So
Stereo Radiation says, me personally, I would just make my myself dirtier and more gross.
I try.
He actually said grosser, but I know that that's not a word. It's actually more gross. So you're welcome.
I try, dude. So I like to be fishy and smelly.
You know right. all about fishing. And if stereo radiation, if you want to call in whenever here, but have you ever heard of a fish doing this? Okay. This is in somewhere, some Indian trader. I'm thinking dot, not feather, because his name's Muhammad. just a shot in the dark there. But he was holding a bag of fish, getting ready to sell the fish. And then all of a sudden, one of the fish that was in his bag jumped into his mouth. Like, it's a pretty gross looking fish.
What?
But yeah.
Can I here, see it?
I'll put a link to this in the live
do
chat.
I
want to
see what this fish looks like and if I'd like it in my mouth or not.
For the live listeners, thejamhole.com/live. Of course, the phone number's 406-204-4687. But yeah, this fish like jumped into his mouth.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't want that in my mouth. I don't even know what kind of fish that is,
and
dude.
They had like three doctors trying to save, or three teams of doctors trying to save his life. After it jumped into his mouth, the fish made its way inside the trader's lungs. Like, it was like going.
Oh, wow.
It was like,
dude.
I'm a sperm. I'm going to go find the egg.
It must have been small, though.
Yeah, I think this is like what kind of fish? I don't think that was the one they took out of his lung, but that's weird, right? Like, it jumps into your mouth, and then it's like, I need air. Where's air? The lungs. Duh. I'm going to go to the lungs now. He started choking, and he nearly died. He probably would have were it not for the final team of doctors who found the fish inside of his lungs and extricated it. First, two separate teams of doctors in different hospitals passed him off to other hospitals to give the extrication a go. They're like, nah. We're not doing this. Have you seen our hospital? It consists of this tent and these two Indian dudes on bicycles generating right. power. And we don't even have any scalpels.
Oh, God.
See my fingernails? They look like that for a reason. These are my scalpels.
Oh, God.
And anesthetic, just forget that.
Fuck
you can
that.
Forget that right
yeah.
now.
We got some Tylenol 3.
I have this weird cactus that I'll prick you with. And
oh, God.
That's all you get. But to finally remove the fish from his lungs, which was a complicated procedure, thank you.
You think?
Doctors had to work on Muhammad for over an hour. You know, they could have just prayed.
Oh, yeah, because that always helps,
but
right?
But you want to be careful you don't say the wrong prayer, because one, you know, wrong word, and you turn one fish into many fish. And if you have many fish in your lungs, forget it, right? You're dead.
Dave's dog
Thank
said,
you.
Did they fry that fucker?
They should have. It says luck was on his side, and yeah, he ended up surviving, I guess. That's crazy, though. You had fish in your lungs.
Now, I've eaten live fish for bets and money and shit, but not, you know, like how Steve-O does that thing? He eats a goldfish and fucking then pukes it back up alive.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with like.
That's so brilliant. How did you ever come up with such a brilliant bit, Steve-O?
Yeah, but it was funny though, because I got paid like 20 bucks.
Hey, watch this. I'm going to take my balls and I'm going to bust them open with a hammer. And you're all going to just pay me money, because that's awesome. Yes, caller, you're live on the Gem Hole. Holla.
What's up, Matt and Danny? This is Capital Z.
Oh, what
Hi,
up, Z?
How you doing, bud? Where
Long
you
time
been?
No see, man. Hey. How's it going?
Hey, it's pretty damn good.
Good. So, I was listening to your last episode, and you had mentioned something about you guys had actually done another episode, but it never saw the light of day. You want to maybe tell
yeah,
us what happened?
Always seems to happen when we have a guest for some reason, you know, I try to do something. I've done a show where I've had a co-host other than McG,
right.
which happened twice, and there were technical screw-ups. Having to move the studio around, but this time we actually had a couple of teenagers, and they were kind of like enlightening us on to sort of, you know, what stupid shit the teenagers are doing these days, and they explained Twilight to us.
Ooh,
is a complete pile of crap as far as I'm concerned.
Interesting.
you basically couldn't let that episode see the light of day because it would sparkle and then people would know that, you know, something's up.
No, see, this is what happened. They got cold feet about you know, telling people that they were on our show. See, they go to the website and what's on there, but you know, I had a Erato Toys ad, one of Mike Boudet's his company's
yes,
ads
sir.
Was up there, and they're like, you know, it was like a woman in underwear,
right?
And that was like maybe it's a little bit too over the edge for them to be associated with. So they're like, you know, hey.
Now,
and these are teenagers, and they don't want to be associated with sex toys. I mean, come on.
Were they over 18?
Negative.
Okay, makes sense. Now, I got another question. When you tell people that, like, hey, we do this podcast, you want to come on and talk, do you, like, let them know that it's public and, like, people will maybe find it? Because it sounds like they just thought it was you guys just talking, and then you're like, well, I'm going to put this on the internet, and they're like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could have just, you know, started a whole new podcast, and that could have been, like, episode one. And maybe that would have been okay, but I'm sure they were familiar with the concept. So and it was no surprise. I guess they just had no idea that we were like, oh, you're explicit. You know, they listen.
Right.
They listen to other crap podcasts that they don't use dirty words.
Oh yeah.
And they just assumed that we were like that. That yeah, we just talked about you know, I don't know what Neopets or whatever.
Harry Potter or Lost, perhaps.
They're
like
yeah. They more Wizard Rock related.
You're right. They got on there and you started talking about some other stuff, and they're like, so when do we get to the Harry Potter talk? Ah, we got you. Wrong podcast, sluts. And then you killed them.
Nolly's Undead says, Twilight, the story of a girl not knowing if she's into necrophilia or bestiality.
You know, I've only seen the first one, but that about sums it up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, yeah, I still haven't, I didn't bother to, is it on video yet? I don't know, but I still haven't bothered to check it out, so.
Don't bother. She still doesn't know.
So,
she still doesn't know.
Right.
Right.
So, but, you know, this is what it gets. Yeah, and we were kind of jazzed to put out a show, you know, because we, you know, this has been so long between episodes. We've been getting to one, like, every 6 weeks or so.
I actually think you guys are on to something, because by not putting out shows all the time, people, when you do put out a show, they're on it, you know? Like, with us, they're like, oh, we can miss this show because there'll just be another one the day after tomorrow. But if we're like, ha, we're only doing it once a month, so there.
I know, yeah. You guys are diluting the product.
I know it.
But,
quality, right? Not quantity. That's my bad. I thought you said quantity.
Quantity. Well, you know, there's benefits to each. You know, some guys are putting out podcasts 5 times a week, and I don't know
yeah.
if you keep up with that kind of stuff. But
I don't know. I guess if I didn't have a job all day, if I just sat around the house hanging out on live video, that'd be pretty easy.
Well, I think that's true.
Yeah,
I think you would run out of shit to talk about.
I don't know.
If you didn't have a job and you didn't get out and do anything.
If I just sat on the internet, I would find something to talk about. It's the internet.
Yeah, but you got to have, like, your personal shit to talk about, too. Like, your
I'll
day-to-day
lie.
Shit.
I'll lie.
Oh, okay.
You're actually my sister. Newsflash.
Ugh.
So, you guys, summertime's approaching quickly. I don't know. Maybe not where you live, but you guys going to start doing shows a little more regularly then, or you got some time now?
That's our plan. I think, you know, we may even go back to doing it 2 times a week.
Nice.
And we'll see. You know, I've been so busy with my pottery. McGee's, you know, ever since he got that telescope, he's been doing nothing but, you know, looking up at the sky.
Oh, I hear you.
So,
I hear
you. You do pottery?
You know, we got shit.
Yes,
that's
he does.
No,
awesome.
I do not do pottery.
That is
pottery's code word.
I was totally going to just...
Pottery's code word. You got to look it up.
I was totally going to just let that go. Thank you, Dana.
It was actually a joke, you douche.
Captain Obvious.
Right on.
So, hey, can you talk about why you had to stop doing the show a while back? Like, what ended up happening with that?
Oh, yeah, well, I never really stopped doing the show.
On the one hand,
yeah, I got my daughter being in kindergarten and having to get up in the morning. The only time we get to do the show is, like, you know, like, even now would be early. You know, it's like we get to do the show at 11:30, you know, sometimes when she doesn't come over until 12 at night.
Well, yeah, it's a totally different time schedule when you got kids involved, for sure.
Sure. So, you know, with that, you know, I can't be getting up at 6 o'clock to take kids to school and stuff like that. And she's got to be there, like, at a specific time. When it was, like, daycare, it's like, well, crap, I can just take her there at 10. It's no big deal. And I run my own office, so it's not like
right.
not like anybody's, like, waiting for me to get in at a specific time. So,
well, I was just,
when that changed, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I noticed you're not, you know, president of the United States yet, so you started doing the shows again. So, like, what happened? You were running for something, weren't you? Or can... Let me know. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was. Well, I was. I'm going to be I'm running for real low-level politics locally.
Okay, so you are still doing that then?
It's something different than what I was planning on doing, but it's walking into that world has, you know, maybe I set my sights a little bit lower, but that's what I'm on for doing these days.
Start local and then work your way up.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't just dive in and run for Senate. Like, did you see the guy who was in South Carolina who he was a complete nobody and now he's I can't even put a sentence together and he's the Senate nominee.
But hey, if you know your audience, if your audience can barely put a sentence together, you're not going to get elected by dazzling them with your words. Just get up there and be like, duh, 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 healthcare, duh, duh, and then they elect you.
Sure, just limit it to like 5 words, and not longer than 2 syllables. So.
Exactly, like where you're at, for instance, you could just get up there and be like, I'm going to bring back the car industry, done, and you'll get elected.
Yeah, I see. The thing is, you see where I'm at. I guess the way you get elected is to have an. See, if you're in Chicago, you need to change your name to Seamus O'Callaghan.
Right,
And you're in. And if here, you'd have to change your name to Klosch van Klossenreich, you know, something Dutch, and you're in.
Oh man, no problem.
But I don't have that. I've got a Polish name, so I don't have to. I'm at a disadvantage here.
You might have to move to the Dakotas.
All I got to do is wait. I run against somebody with a Czech name, and then that puts me higher up the hierarchy.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to the time when you're the president and you're completely fucking up oil things and everything.
Oh my gosh! Yep.
What do you think of that, man?
I need to be in that position right now.
Day 53. If you were the president, white or black, doesn't matter. How would you handle this?
Well, first I'd go golfing.
Right.
Then I would host the Los Angeles Lakers at my office.
Right, of course. Box seats.
Then I'd go hug an oily pelican.
Of course.
And then I would go back to Washington and do an interview with Marv Albert and talk about my predictions for the NFL draft.
Nice. I think that what happened, Obama?
It's in the handbook.
He could have fixed it.
What's that?
Obama could have fixed it.
I don't know if he could. See, the thing is, when you look at it like this, when his idea is pushing, green jobs and he wants to get everybody on solar and wind and stuff like that, well, you're going to let this disaster just play out and get worse and worse. So people will be like, holy shit, we got to do something.
Right, but will it get to a point where it's so worse that the negative repercussions are worse than any benefits we could possibly gain from going green at that point?
Well, possibly.
Possibly.
We're more than just switching to, say, oh, well, shit, we're all going to go and do our laundry in the river now.
Right. No shit. That's amazing. Mind-blowing. Well, cool, man. How's life in general? Good?
This is good. I love it when the weather gets real good. We had, birthday parties and shit like that, and we, turned our house into a carnival. And
nice. You got the big bouncy castle out front?
We had the bounce castle. We had a cotton candy machine, face painters.
Oh man, clowns!
It works. And McChee just checked out to watch soccer. So
nice,
but he was here.
Yeah, man. It's good hearing from you guys. When's your next show? You guys going to record tonight, or you got something coming out soon?
We had plans to record tonight. That's another thing too. You talked about these times go by, and then I'll get ideas, and then I'm like, well, shit, we got to get back in the studio and put this down. And, sometimes they make it into the show or not. But
right.
Seems to be, the motivator. Like, enough time has gone by, and I'll just be in the car, and I'll just come up like, oh, that's awesome. We got to talk about this. And then,
you definitely got to keep it fresh. I know if you hold on to ideas for too long. I did that with the 250 show. I was, writing things down, months in advance. And then by the time it got time to do it, I was like, no one gives a fuck about any of this shit. So, all right.
That's true. Yeah, it's not timely anymore. And it's one thing that that we've been doing. Every time the episode ends with zero, it's like we'll just completely change the format and try to do something really weird. And that's
nice.
So different album art is on it, and we'll try to just do something that's a little bit something that we're different that we're comfortable with. So
yeah, I like to switch it up every now and then, maybe throw in a little goatsy pick for the album art, just to, keep listeners on their toes. It's good for them.
Oh, that's funny you should mention that. And it's one of the outtakes that I haven't put anywhere yet, but will come out one day. But the last time we were recording, I mentioned goatsy. McGee had no idea what I was talking about. So of course,
oh boy.
I had to show him, and it's priceless stuff. So I'll have to, you know,
he spent
let
the rest
when that's about to drop.
He spent the rest of the night trying to unsee that picture, I'm sure.
Oh, he still has nightmares. Wakes up in the morning, curled up in the fetal position.
I'm getting swallowed by the big goatsy, the goatster. That's horrible.
It's atrocious. It's terrible.
Awesome.
It's a crime against humanity.
Your last two episodes were brilliantly funny. I enjoyed them both. What is your site, stereoradiation.com still?
Stereoradiation.com. We're on the Facebook and then at Twitter. If you, it's, you know, if you Google stereo radiation and you just like do that, somehow our website is fucked up where it's like it's a Viagra ad.
Oh, nice. You
that,
know
that is that's the Google result. But if you click through, then it's just a normal website. We changed the website recently.
Yeah, I saw that. I like it. If you Google 16-year-old slut, I believe you will find the jam hole. Don't ask how. That's Google's
that's
algorithm at its finest.
Indeed. So
all right, man.
Montana,
well,
so
thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Enjoying the show, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, for sure, man. Holla back.
Yeah, bye now.
Capital Z,
sweet.
Everybody. StereoRadiation.com. Enjoy those guys a lot. Good stuff. And if we ever get arrested, I know who to call. So, moving on here. I got this interesting study that just came out. This may be good news for some, not so good news for others. Girls are reaching puberty
way too early.
Before the age of 10,
yep.
A new report suggests, raising concerns that they will also become sexually active at an earlier age.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're like, there's a, how's that go? If there's grass on the field,
play
mow
ball.
It. Oh, right. Play ball.
Right.
So if there's grass on the field earlier in the season to stick
hey,
with
if you
the
don't know and they don't tell
analogy,
you, that's not your fault.
Right. But it's not from any, you know, anything that they've done. The Danish study, which examined 1,000 girls in Denmark in 06, suggests breast development now starts at an average of 9 years and 10 months, a year earlier than in 91, when a similar study was done. Similar data from the U.S. also suggests an earlier onset of puberty in the latest generation of young girls. Hitting puberty early can mean longer exposure to estrogen, which is a factor in breast cancer. It may also lead to an increased risk of heart disease.
Yeah.
Because you're young
fast.
And you want to fuck and your heart just gets broken earlier and then it, you know, it kills you.
Well, I mean, I...
When did you hit puberty? Like 6? No, when?
I was wearing a bra in the 5th grade.
I was born with a heart on, so I don't know. But, you know,
no,
I'm
like,
not a chick.
Right when I... 4th grade summer, I started having to wear a bra, and I was wearing a bra in the 5th grade.
Jarrett's Pants says high school girls stay the same age. That is true.
And then I started my period in 6th grade. I remember
right
that.
On. And
had,
you've been
I
a
like
raging
12.
You've been a raging cunt ever since. Bravo.
No, I developed pretty early. And dude, I had a full fucking rack by the 7th grade.
Oh, I believe it.
I went from flat-chested nothingness in 4th grade, and then to a year and a half, 2 years later, fucking full-on double Ds.
Jared's Pants says...
Boom!
Double Ds. Jared's Pants says, I was jerking in 6th grade. I think Chuck started something. We had Chuck's Pants, now we have Jared's Pants.
I know.
People's pants are into this show.
I know.
I think my pants are into it somewhere.
Yeah, I'll have to make my pants in there, too.
But scientists also warn that the young women are ill-equipped to deal with sexual development at this young age. I mean, obviously, your parents are having you learn anything in school. They're not giving you the talk anymore.
Right, right.
So if it's happening at a younger age, maybe in school you're not getting that talk until, you know, high school. So they're like, what do we do? You know, what's going on? Am I dying? Why am I bleeding out? Like, what's wrong here? This is
Beer
weird.
Beer Bear says, I watched this show with no pants.
No pants. No pants.
No pants.
Quote, we were very surprised that there had been such a change. Professor Anders Juhl, head of the Department of Growth and Reproduction at Copenhagen Uni. He says, if girls mature early, they run into teenage problems at an early age. So you're hitting these 16, 17, 15-year-old problems when you're like 9 or 10.
Hey,
so, midlife crisis at about 21, 22?
Chris608 says, 15, my stepdad gave me an All You Need to Know About Sex book for my birthday.
It was called Playboy. Or Hustler. Or no, what's the nasty one?
At least that's an attempt.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, parents are awkward about it. They don't want to fucking say, so...
I got sat down in front of Cinemax and handed The Hustler.
I think I just grew up.
Figure it
out,
boy. And I figured it out.
I think they tried to talk to me about it, and I was like, please don't ever mention that word to me ever again.
Like, hey, I've had two abortions already, okay? Too little, too late. Thanks, though.
I just didn't want to hear the word sex coming out of my parents' mouth. I'm like, that in itself is disgusting.
I remember when I
figured it out. I'm in high school now. Thanks.
Yeah. We've all actually been fingering it out for like the last 3 months. So, but thank you for the thought. I found a book when I was a kid I forget where I found it. It was in some of my parents' stuff. They're like just a stack of books. And I'm like looking through them. And there was one. It was these like crudely drawn, a dude and a chick with like the dude had a little like dick kind of hanging out and the chick had little boobs. And it was a book all about this is me and this is you kind of thing. And like, it's so weird to like learn that, like, if that's your first experience with it, and then you're thinking, you know, next time I see a chick, I'm going to bang her in this little, like, curly Q line. And then when you, you know, you get down there and it's like this big gaping maw, it's not a little curly Q line like in the book. It freaks you out, man. Freaks you out a lot.
I don't know. I learned about it kind of early, and I developed kind of early. But you know what? Down in Florida, they actually have a school for girls that end up pregnant before they're 18. It's called Sciesis. And
it's so called Slutesis?
Well, no, it's good, though, because not good that chicks are pregnant, but it's good that you keep them out of the normal school population so other girls don't see that that's okay.
Right.
See,
they're like, oh, that looks so much fun.
You know,
fuck
girls,
me.
Girls down there, girls in Florida and stuff, don't turn up pregnant at early ages like they do up here, because it's not shown to be okay. All right.
That is
there's so much less teen pregnancies in Florida or down south or in higher populated areas.
You know why
that
is, though, in Florida?
Why?
It's because the majority of the people in Florida are 65 plus.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah. Check the demographics.
Anyway. So one day, I was in high school, I think, or no, middle school, maybe like seventh grade or some shit.
MDS says bull. Prove it, bitch.
Well, no, when I was down there going to school, I didn't have any pregnant bitches in my high school. I didn't know any chicks that were around my age and fucking pregnant.
Charlie Clown has a point. He says nothing to do here except fight, fuck, and flee.
Pretty much. But
that's
so
true.
I was, you know, these girls from Sciesis would come to the middle schools and talk to other kids about fucking their crappy-ass hard time.
But they didn't make it out to be like, oh, I'm so glad I had this child because my knife is now complete.
No, and you know what? They would come in, they'd talk about it, and they'd show you like their stretch marks. She's like, you think I fucking wanted this?
You think anybody wants to fuck this?
You know, and they did good,
creepy,
though. They're like, you know, it ruined my fucking high school days. I won't be able to go out and party. I won't be able to do anything. And it scared those chicks. It scared the fuck out of me. I saw a 12-year-old girl.
Did anybody go up after those chicks when they were done and be like, hey, what's your number?
No.
Call me.
So I saw a 12-year-old girl.
I know a good babysitter.
That was due in like 2 weeks. And that freaked me fuck out, dude.
I'm sorry, and I know everyone's like, oh, the pregnant form is so beautiful.
No,
it's fucking not, dude. It's
some
totally
chicks
not.
Some chicks look cool pregnant, whatever. They look happy and stuff. But not when you're 12, okay?
No, yeah, definitely
when
not.
When you're 12, it looks like something's trying to come out of you that shouldn't even be there. It's like fucking alien shit.
It's no good.
No, but it was really creepy. And I think they did a really good job with that, though. You know, they brought chicks to fucking go, this is what happened to me.
See,
look at me.
That would never fly in a place like this.
Oh,
though.
No.
They would protest it. They would be like, that's a gift. You're you're not using your gift for good. You're just abusing it.
Yeah, and like girls would have one of the girls I remember vividly had a tattoo on her stomach, and she was like, "Look what fucking happened!" And like it was this saggy ball of ink. And
that's gross,
stretch
right?
Marks and
that's so. I mean, sometimes I understand
why I have
maybe.
Never gotten anything tattooed on my stomach for fear of getting fat or pregnant or some shit. You know, like, I'm like, I am not letting that happen to me. I'm sorry.
See, I just got them on my arms. That way, if they got any bigger, they would just look cooler. But
yeah, on my arms, my legs, and my back, I'm cool.
But it's not going to get that big, you know? That's so gross.
I put them in places that are not going to stretch.
Do you remember Pete and Pete? And Pete had Petunia, and when he flexed, she would dance. Do you remember that?
Oh, wait, Nickelodeon show?
Yeah. Pete and Pete. They're saying that they should be worried about this regardless of what we think the underlying reasons might be. It's a clear sign that something is affecting our children. Catholics? Anyone? Whether it's junk food, environmental chemicals, oil, perhaps. Oil or Catholics? Which one is it? Or both. Lack of physical activity. Your girls are developing quicker because they sit around on MySpace all day. Thank you.
Well, dude, I don't know. Being active doesn't really do anything either. You know what?
Jared's Pat says, I blame Americanism.
But
that's the problem.
Being active, all that does is... Okay, I had sex when I was 13, okay?
You were a hoe.
My cherry didn't break. My hymen did not break. Okay, it didn't break
until, I'm still trying to break that fucker, honestly.
It didn't break until 3 years later, okay, because I was active. I was on a tennis team. I was on a swimming team. I was fucking running.
You worked that fucker out.
No, it was stretchy. I'm dead serious. Spandex. My doctors told me, they're like, you're so active that this muscle in your vagina hoo-hoo thing.
Yeah, Charlie Cloud says stretchy. She's like that True Blood chick.
No, it didn't.
I just get in there with my fingernail scalpel and just.
But it would stretch every time I would have sex, and I wouldn't. It would never bug me, and then when it finally did break, I didn't even feel it. It was, I don't know, it was super cool.
Hoe's a hoe.
But yeah, all being active does is makes it so your cherry doesn't pop when you have sex, so it's not making them develop any. Fucking later being active, it's preventing it from popping.
They're saying the study published recently in the Journal of Public Health Nutrition found a link between high meat consumption and earlier puberty in girls.
Huh.
She don't eat meat, but she show like the bone. The University of Brighton researchers found that 49% of girls who ate meat 12 times a week at the age of 7 had reached puberty by the age of 12 and a half. You need to eat more meat.
That's about
honey.
Normal, dude. 12 honey. And a half, 13.
More meat.
You're hitting puberty at that age. And people say, oh, like, you know, back in the day, like in like our parents' day and stuff, they wouldn't have their period until like 16, 17. Remember the movie Carrie?
Do you remember back in the day when people were dying at the age of 35 and that was considered a long life? I'm just saying, you know.
No, but like, like the movie Carrie and stuff. Like, they projected women as having their period at like 16, 17.
I always
years
thought
old.
It was just how things were, because I noticed that like when the people that are my age, we look younger than what our parents look like when they were our age,
yeah,
and so on. And like my brother's generation, they look younger even still. And I just thought
hey,
it
I'm
was
that
just
generation, bro.
We're stress free. We don't care about anything.
But, like, but it is weird, though. Like, back in the day, they had their periods at, like, 16, 17. Now, it's normal for chicks to have their period at 13.
I guess.
That's when I did.
I don't know.
So.
Well, you were a quick learner.
Fucking A, I was.
That was compared with 35% of those who ate meat 4 times a week or less. Quote, 50 years ago, the age onset of puberty was probably in the order of 12, maybe the latest 14, Dr. Rick Gordon said, and every 10, 20 years it seems to be coming down in months. Scientists believe the changes could be linked to obesity, a bunch of fat bitches
That'll
going through
it,
puberty
probably.
At the age 5,
right.
Cool, smoking cigs and shit, I do what I want, if I want to have a baby, I'm going to have a baby, meh. And every
if I can't get what I need for, I just steal it.
I'm just gonna steal it.
Steal it.
I'm gonna steal it. Scientists believe the changes could be linked to obesity or exposure to chemicals in the food chain. Yeah, maybe. Have you seen what we're spraying on the shit that we eat? I'm sure that's really good for us. Quote, it might be the food we're eating or junk food, more exposure to some of these phytoestrogens in our foods, perhaps some of the chemicals we eat. We talk about bisphenol A, the lining in cans and drinks. This is a chemical that's always been labeled as something that might interfere with reproductive ability. So maybe it's China. China's doing that. Well, it's all China's fault.
You know what? Fucking up our Shrek. It's fine with me if it's fucking up their ability to reproduce, because they need to just stop that.
MDS says, my neighbor just took his 18-year-old kid to the attorney to work on custody for his 6-month-old love child. $2,500 retainer. Ding.
Ding.
Oh, man. All right. Well, moving on, I guess kind of in the same vein as this. An Arizona mom was arrested as she packed up for a future as a California stripper because she intended to leave her 2 young children behind. Later. Mama's, hey, where you going, Mom?
Mama's going to go make some money.
Mama's going to follow her dreams to become a stripper in California and hopefully end up on the bang bus. And I'm going to be one of them hoes that keeps the money because I'm smart.
And gets dropped off in a really ridiculous place.
Right. Nowhere near
either
the
shitty
hotel.
Either they gave
him the money
and dropped him off like in a really retarded place, or they didn't give him the money and dropped him off, usually in a retarded place.
Usually. And when her 11-year-old son tried to hug her before their separation, she made a fist and punched him in the stomach.
Nice.
I'll punch you in the stomach.
Mommy, I love you. I don't want you to... Oh!
Get away from me. Look, she's kind of hot, though. I don't know.
What a cunt.
I got a thing for those little... I don't know what that is, but...
What is it?
Don't worry about it.
I need to see it.
That's
now.
When the cops arrested her. Police in Surprise, Arizona. Aha, surprise. We're called to the house by Christina Muniz's 11-year-old son.
She's not hot.
No?
No, too many freckles.
I need
face,
those...
Dude.
I got a thing for those ethnic ladies.
I can tell.
I can't help it.
Why?
It's my dick's fault.
Why?
It's all the meat I eat.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
I'm tasty white sometimes.
Do you like eating fucking enchiladas all the time?
I do.
No. Sometimes you want some rice. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes.
So you better just like...
He said his mother was leaving him behind along with his 6-year-old brother.
Charlie Clowns is Danny's part Indian, too.
Oh,
and
well.
That is true. Uh-huh.
That makes 3 of us.
That's why I'm dark sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah. So I get dark and don't burn.
The boy stated his mom is in the house packing with her boyfriend. Pimp? No, that's my boyfriend. My pimp's outside. And that she is going to California without them, the sergeant said. When he, the child, told her not to go, she said she was going to beat him. That's so awesome. Thank
Very
you,
much.
Mom. Thank you for caring about me. Police said that the woman, 29, was abandoning her 2 boys because she said she was sick of them and wanted... I'm sick of you. And wanted to finally be able to pursue her dream of becoming a stripper. I fucking called that shit. Thank you very much. Oh my god, dude. Hey, what is the one thing you want in life? To be rid of my fucking kids and to be a stripper. All right. High hopes. Quote, she said she was tired of having the kids. She needed a break and didn't want them. She told the officer on the scene, do what you need to do to get them out of here. Oh, man. The officer took the 11-year-old a short distance away from Eunice to speak to him in private. Okay, son, listen here. Your mother, clearly a hoe. She don't want you no mo. So... I don't know.
She going out the door.
She going out the door. Shit. What do you tell 11-year-old? I'm sorry your mother doesn't love you anymore because she's a drug-addled hoe.
That kid's going to be fucked up for the rest of his life.
Really?
He's going to be on a whole bunch of antidepressants and like weird ADHD medication and probably going through counseling until he's 18. And then eventually he's going to get his own apartment
and
buy a shotgun and fucking blow his brains out.
He's going to grow up to be a strip club DJ. I'm going to call that right now. Episode 362 of the Jam Hole. This kid will be a strip club DJ.
I can be closer to mommy.
That's right. So I don't know. That sucks. He spoke to the kid in private, and the full scale of the alleged emotional abuse he and his brother were dealing with became clear. He asked him if he could speak to the boys alone. She told him it was fine and to take them when he was done. The boy told the officer that she was always telling him things like that. That she didn't want him. That he was ugly. That he had buck teeth. And that she just wanted him to leave.
Wow.
Wow, bitch. She asked the boy if he believed his mother would leave him like that. And the boy said, abso-fucking-lutely. So, this is like a 3-page story. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com if you want to... see what happens. I can tell you pretty much what happened. She went to jail. CPS took the kids. Done.
Yeah.
She's a stripper in LA now.
Yep.
So, did you guys hear about this? You know, the AT&T iPad hacker thing, Goatsy Security. I kind of wrote about this in the show notes just briefly, just that I thought it was really awesome that these hackers named their group Goatsy Security. But anyway, the new thing to come out about this is that one of the hackers behind the whole AT&T iPad security breach. Basically, these guys found a vulnerability in AT&T's servers. They hacked in. They got these ICC numbers that every iPad has. Those numbers are linked to an email address. And it just so happened to be the email addresses of the first, you know, few hundred thousand people that bought them. And, you know, who's usually the first to buy things like this? Celebrities. You know, like people with a lot of money. So there's these sensitive email addresses, which really aren't even that sensitive. But anyway, they hacked in. They got them all. One of the guys has been arrested because the cops allegedly discovered cocaine, ecstasy, and LSD during a search of his home.
So MDS says, I almost fell out of my chair drinking coffee, seeing goats.
It's so
in the
weird, right?
Paper.
That's what I wrote about in the show notes. That was so weird seeing it in like a mainstream. Because like, if anyone that knows Goatsy? Anything about the internet, you know, Goatsy is like the tub girl pick. It's like the dude with his own asshole hanging out. It's just that it's something of the internet. That it's part of the internet culture, you know. So to see that like in a normal newspaper, it's such a trip. It's so funny. Because I wonder if these people even have any idea. They keep like just loosely, pardon the expression, throwing that word around. That's horrible. But if you're gonna hack AT&T shit and be like known about it, if you're not gonna do it all sly on the DL, but if you're gonna be like, that was us, Goatsy Security Inc. Like, maybe don't have a bunch of illegal drugs at your house, because you're probably gonna get searched.
Let's not do that.
You saw what happened to the dude that bought the fucking iPhone that was leaked. They took all his shit. You can expect, if you hack anything iPad related like this, you can expect the cops to be at your fucking door holding Steve Jobs in a fucking little, you know what I'm talking about? Those little caravan things, like making little human steps for him to walk down off of. This guy's 24 years old, Andrew Orenheimer. He goes under the hacker handle Weave. Oh, man. That's like the greatest part about hacking is coming up with your hacker name.
Yeah.
He was seized
zero
on
cool.
Zero cool. Zero tolerance. He was seized on Tuesday by the Arkansas County Sheriff's following the execution of an FBI search warrant. Police are not revealing what prompted the warrant. I bet it wasn't drug charges. Orenheimer, also known as Escher, is a key member of the Goatsy Security Gray Hat Hacker Group. He faces four felony charges of possession of a controlled substance and one misdemeanor possession charge of picking a retarded hacker name. The FBI said it would investigate the hack of AT&T servers that expose email addresses and cell ID numbers of more than 114,000 early adopters of Apple's iPad. Goatsy Security. Oh, man, that's
so
great.
Weird.
I wish Goatsy was a link to the Goatsy site.
Right?
Just for fun.
Should hack that and make that happen.
Hack that. You should hack that right now.
Make that happen, please.
Hey, I'm good at FOFF. Let me tell you something. I just said that I suck at FOLF. I'll bet a blowjob next FOLF game, and I will win it. Goatsy Security took credit for the stunt, which exploited a web app on AT&T's website, and yeah, I got all that. But don't have drugs if you're hacking. So. What do?
You go to jail.
Do you think he was tripping on LSD while he was hacking? Is that the only way he cracked that tight AT&T matrix? I'd have to be high.
Yeah.
So, moving on here. You know who the Hell's Angels are?
What?
Do you know who the Hell's Angels are?
Faggots?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, a young man in Bavaria who reportedly forgot to take his meds taunted a group of Hell's Angels at their clubhouse over the weekend by dropping his pants, throwing a puppy at the bikers, and then making his getaway in a stolen front-end loader. You had balls big enough to throw a puppy at the Hell's Angels.
That's pretty fucked up.
A puppy. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, man, that's so great. I wish I would have seen that. The 26-year-old drove onto the biker clubhouse grounds on Sunday. There in Munich, he pulled down his Bermuda shorts, mooning a group of bikers before throwing the puppy at them. The man then fled the scene, stopping at an Autobahn construction site to steal a front loader, which he attempted to drive to Munich. Wow.
Wow.
But his slow pace caused a 5-kilometer traffic jam. After making it just 1 kilometer along the highway, the 26-year-old hitched a ride with a truck, which led him off not far from Munich. Police lost track of him for a while there, but they quickly located him again, finding out that he had neglected to take his medication for depression. Meanwhile, the puppy tossed at the bikers is being cared for. That's so crazy.
Why would you throw a puppy?
Even off your meds, like, you would know, you would just not do that. I mean, I'll yell at him. I don't know if I want to throw a puppy, though.
Yeah, I don't really, I'm not throwing a puppy. What kind of puppy? Was it like a Yorkshire Terrier?
Oh, I hope it was one of those Lapla, those Lapla Aslas.
Yeah.
Those Aslans. Those little Lop-Lop assholes. Those dogs. I hate those dogs.
Yeah, well, yeah, they should get rid of those. They should throw all of those at the bikers, in front of the bikers.
Did you guys, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I had this up last episode, but this is so retarded.
You a bear kid? I'd throw a cat, not a Lopsa Opsa.
Yeah, because the cat's going to,
way cuter.
But you got to figure, the dog's just going to hit him and bounce off. The cat's going to, like, hold on and do some damage.
That'd be pretty cool, but I'm not throwing a kitten. That made me sad.
Cats are like ninja stars, dude.
Dude, but if you throw a kitten at a biker,
if I have a ninja kit, I'm definitely having some cats in there. Just for like, whoosh. So you didn't even see that. Now you have cats on your face. Well, this guy has a ninja kit also. His ninja kit includes a 40-inch sword, night vision goggles, and a book of Christian works and teachings. This is the crazy guy. You guys probably heard about this. He was going over to Pakistan to hunt down Osama.
Okay.
He went into the badlands of Afghanistan to hunt down Osama and do what the entire U.S. military has been unable to do, assassinate him with, you know, his 40-inch sword and night vision goggles. Sadly for the 40-year-old man, his one-man war came to an abrupt end when he was picked up in a forest in the Chitral region of the country. When asked by the Afghan police why he thought he had a chance of tracing bin Laden, he replied, and I quote, "God is with me, and I am confident I will be successful in killing him."
Wow.
God was with George W. Bush, too, and you see how well that went, right?
Not very well.
Like, take notes. I mean, come on. He didn't do it. What are you doing? He would have packed a better ninja kit, at least. The bizarre case is the first known example of U.S. citizen being arrested in Pakistan with alleged aspirations of fighting against the region's Islamic militants. You went by yourself, dude. You're not... I'm surprised he's still alive. That's ballsy.
Yeah.
They're, like, taking journalists and cutting their heads off, and you roll in there with a sword and some night vision.
That's a good idea.
Ballsy or completely retarded.
Unless you're like Ronin.
I guess he did have a Bible, though. Those are pretty heavy books.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You gotta be like super badass to do that, but...
He was assigned a police guard, and it's quite common for foreigners visiting remote parts of Pakistan. When he checked out without informing the cops, they began hunting for him. He had suffered a personal loss in the 9/11 attacks and wanted revenge. Ninja revenge.
Ninja.
When he was arrested, as he crept through a forest, officers found he was carrying a pistol in addition to other equipment and threatened to shoot anyone who came near him. He was talked down and arrested and is now being questioned by intelligence officers. Quote, "We initially laughed when he told us that he wanted to kill Osama bin Laden." That's like, you would totally laugh. Like, yeah, right. Seriously, what are you doing here? What the fuck?
No kidding.
Who do you work for? National Geographic? CNN? What the fuck? No, I have God on my side, and I'm here to kill Osama. Okay.
Okay.
It's
you
bedtime.
You go right on ahead.
It's bedtime. I know, I would too. Like, all right.
Just let him go.
Maybe he will. Who knows? Maybe God likes him more. You never know. He was roaming in this security zone in a suspicious manner. He had a dagger and night vision goggles with him. He's being investigated now. Of course. Yeah. How'd you get that shit over here on the plane anyway? Like your little secret ninja kit.
You can't even hide stuff in your butt anymore.
I know. I don't get it. It's not clear if he lost relative or relatives or if the loss in question was financial. He told the police he wanted to decapitate Osama with my sword.
Well, all right.
He also told them he had visited Pakistan 7 times, and this was his 3rd trip to Chitral. It's thought he intended to travel to the eastern Afghan region of Nuristan in the hunt for Red Bin Laden. The whereabouts of the Al-Qaeda leader had vexed the American military since September 11th attacks. Have we even really been looking, though?
I think that guy's dead. Okay, he's probably dead, and
really though,
I don't think so. Word.
I don't think
maybe
we've really.
He's fucking just.
I think he's on our side secretly.
You think he's over here in America?
I think he's the one that was like, "Hey, we got a lot of minerals here. We just don't. All we have are these little ice picks. We don't know
he's
how to get it out."
Probably chilling in like some awesome fucking like condo in New York or some shit.
Yeah, right in the White House. Osama and Obama just kicking
he's
it.
He's like one of our main informants.
He's Obama's bowling buddy. So
Obama
well,
and Osama.
I wish him the best of luck.
God.
Did you hear about this lady that found a penis in her chocolate caramel nibbles?
No,
it's like a
I
big
cut.
Here, I'll give you guys a link to this. You guys see this picture? It's like a big chocolate keck and balls. It's pretty amusing in the chat there.
Right.
Elizabeth McClure, 38, was tucking into a packet of Cadbury nibbles when she picked out the saucy sweet. Furious, Elizabeth failed to see the funny side because she's a lesbian and probably hasn't been laid in years, and has now demanded an apology from the confectionery giant. She is convinced that the 3-inch treat was deliberately fashioned by workers. It's like...
It's awesome.
It's the smallest little chocolate dick and balls. It's so funny.
Why are you complaining so much?
I'm
God.
Furious.
Just
blah, blah,
eat
blah.
It, bitch.
This is terrible. I'm so
it
furious.
It looks pretty good,
blah.
Too. Like, that's
I know.
A pretty good-looking penis.
Not bad,
not
right?
Not bad for a chocolate smith.
Fucking A. Elizabeth of Port Glasgow, Refrenshwer, who bought the chocks in a Tesco branch in Greencock, said, quote, "You might expect it from an Ann Summers party, but not from Cadbury's. It is stamped on the back with Cadbury, so it came from their factory." That's awesome. They even totally stamped it.
Oh, dude, one of the comments said, she's clearly not that concerned with family values if she's only 38 and got a grandkid that's 2.5.
Charlie so, Clown says, you. Turn it upside down and it's ovaries and a twat.
Yay.
It kind of is. That's awesome. I can take a joke, she says, but any child could have found this. Like, a child would even know what the fuck it is. They'd just eat it. It's chocolate to them. You're making a big deal out of it. My 2.5-year-old grandson eats these, and I've been horrified if he'd found it. Because you'd be like, oh my God, put that cock and balls down. And then your 2-year-old's like, what's the cock and balls? And then she's like, oh, here we go. Gotta
here's
tell you,
book.
You'll
Bring
find
that.
Out, 2-year-old, when you go through puberty next month.
Right.
It's fine. They wouldn't give me a contact for complaints and told me to post the chocolate to them. Their attitude was terrible. Last night, a Cadbury spokesman said, quote, "It appears some of the nibbles have melted." That's so awesome. What a cunt, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
That's
bitch.
Right. Fuck you, cunt. Fuck
Get
you.
Get a sense of humor, please. It's a fucking chocolate cock and balls. Just... I would show everyone that. I'd be like, dude, look what I found.
I would
dude,
sell that shit on eBay.
Dude, look what I found.
I'd be like, it's Jesus in the form of chocolate cock and balls made by Cadbury.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would seriously, I would take pictures of it. I would post it everywhere. I'd put a little glass case on a
I
little
know.
Thing.
I'd laser
it,
seal
it
that
cold
shit.
So it wouldn't melt, and I'd put it on the wall somewhere. I'd like have a little shrine.
Yep.
Look what the Cadbury guys made for me. For fucking me, dude. Look at that beautiful chocolate cock and balls.
I'd put it in your pussy.
I'd probably just eat it.
Yeah? You would have no problem putting that dick in your mouth, right?
It's chocolate.
Oh, so if mine was made out of chocolate, you
Could
would
I
just
eat
it?
It?
Okay.
Then
that
you wouldn't have
make
one.
Sense.
Because I'd eat it.
Right.
Gone.
And then I'd be where you're at. Just a little hole down there. So there's a West Virginia man here that was feeding children nasty things. Marion County, he was... accused of forcing a child to eat a sandwich with cat feces on it.
Awesome.
And binding the child with duct tape and putting him in a dryer. Joseph Edward Jones, 22, of Mannington, was arrested Monday and charged with 3 counts of child abuse causing injury. The incidents were said to have occurred 2 years ago while Jones lived with the victim and his mother. Blah, blah, blah. CPS workers told the troopers the victim was a 4-year-old boy at the time named IR. IR Weasel.
What?
Come on, cartoons.
Yeah, I know that.
He was
like,
bitten on the nose. He said he was bitten on the nose by Jones and that the man threw a toy car at the boy's head, causing injury. Who's the child here? The victim's mother told troopers in a recent interview that her son told Jones made him eat a sandwich with cat shit on it. The boy is now 6. Said Jones also duct taped him and put him in a dryer on one occasion and then poured ice water on him on another. The victim's mother said her son didn't tell on Jones before because the man threatened to harm her if he told. If you tell on me, I'll kill your mother, and then I'll kill you.
Okay. I'll just eat this, then. They put it, he put him in the dryer, and he didn't die. That's pretty cool. Like, did he turn the dryer on?
Yes. I hope so.
Because that's pretty awesome. Because cats die when you do that.
There is a funeral director in Ohio that is getting in a little bit of shit for mishandling corpses.
In what way?
Being naked in public in the best way.
Oh.
In all the ways.
Necrophilia,
always,
maybe?
Always. And wearing the jacket of a deceased man in front of his family.
Oh, God.
They come in and he's like, hold on, I gotta go change. He comes out like, da, 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 da.
Check this
Where'd
out.
You get that? Uh-huh. JCPenney's. Though Gregory Routson, owner of Routson Funeral Chapel, is not facing any criminal charges, his funeral home has been closed pending investigation. State regulators said they began investigating after receiving a complaint from a family last week.
You can't just, like, take dead dude's stuff and wear it in front of their family.
This isn't the goodwill, okay? I mean, I would be tempted to. There's a lot of cool shit. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Maybe. You want to take a peek under the skirt there, if you know what I mean. You know, maybe feel it out a little.
Ew.
Just, you would be curious.
You think
you
that
can't
thing
tell
would
me
dry up after she dies. It'd be like sandpaper.
Well, I would
she
be curious.
Vagisil.
I would just be curious. You know, you can't tell me.
You corpse, you nasty fucker.
You can't tell me that you would be, if it was sexy, you can't tell me you wouldn't be a little curious. Liar.
I've seen dead people in person.
I see dead people all the time. Every time I look in the mirror.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. Other allegations against him include being intoxicated.
Your skin is really creepy. I just don't like.
Well, I'm not saying. I'm not saying like 8 weeks after the TOD.
No,
I'm talking
I'm
like
serious.
Fresh off the whatever
That's
killed
what
them.
I'm saying.
Be fine
when
still.
Somebody dies, they lose all their color. And
I would
see all their veins and shit in
well,
their face and all that, dude.
After the embalmer got a hold of them, the Steve embalmer.
You gotta put makeup and shit on them or they're like
President
translucent white.
Of Microsoft.
I've seen dead people in front of me, okay, right after they died. Like
you can't
10
tell
seconds
me you
after
didn't put
they
a finger.
Died.
You can't tell me you didn't want to just poke them.
No,
to
it was
see.
My grandmother, thanks.
Oh, well. I'm saying, like, a hot chick. Or
well, I'm telling you that...
If it was Ronin...
10 seconds after she died,
if it was
she
Ronin,
was pasty-ass fucking white and clear, and I could see
all
of her
That's because
veins.
She was probably 800 years old. I'm
no,
talking, let's
wasn't.
Say...
she wasn't. She was in her 50s.
Okay, well...
Jesus.
That means you're not going to live much past 50.
She had a brain fucking tumor, you dumbass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's your brain?
It's great.
Spell against.
I had my tumor. It was removed.
Spell against.
No.
Okay.
Don't do that.
You can't tell me if it was Ronan Dex there, you wouldn't just want to take a quick peek.
Well,
thank you.
Dex.
I rest my case. Being intoxicated or addicted to illegal drugs, other allegations, also not properly disposing of waste materials and failing to properly sterilize instruments used in embalming, in Steve embalming.
Why should you sterilize it? They're already dead.
That's a good point, actually.
Well, they're not going to get infected.
Why? Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe for you.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, if you're already, like, finger-banging the fuck, it doesn't matter, right?
I don't know, dude.
He's also accused of being naked in public during business hours, threatening and or harassing employees, and partially embalming a corpse and then leaving it unrefrigerated for...
I don't know.
About 2 weeks. No surprise, he did not return any calls. He's that's awful. Quote, "I'm sorry that this had to happen," he said, "because they entrusted their final wishes to me, and I just fucked it all up." So, best of luck to that gentleman and his company. So, last story for tonight. Two men found by the police, intoxicated, naked, in the woods.
Cuddling with each other.
The authorities made no... They made no arrests. We're playing Brokeback Mountain. We're LARPers. It's fine.
God.
A little
bit of role playing here.
Something.
Are you good?
Yeah, your thing just crashed. Thanks, Ustream. And this one probably did too.
Yeah, they both crashed.
Oh, the whole internet crashed. How about that? So, well, let's just finish this up. Authorities made no arrests, but they were still scratching their heads Monday over a Sunday morning incident that led to the discovery of two highly intoxicated, naked men,
awesome,
completely covered in mud in the town of Lewiston. Oh, please be Idaho. Niagara Country. No, different Lewiston.
Oh, okay.
One of the men was so drunk, law enforcement said, he registered a 0.27% blood alcohol. That's over a quarter, right? 0.25 would be a quarter. That's retarded. That's so drunk.
Yeah, that's like, I can't walk.
Yeah, that's...
I can't see, I'm definitely not trying to drive, I'm gonna get naked and cuddle up with this other dude. That's how drunk. That's what happens there.
The police said after rescuing both men, taking them to the hospital, learned that they apparently had gone to the St. John de La Salle Carnival in Niagara Falls and afterwards decided to dance naked in the woods. We can dance if we want to. We can
dance.
And if you want to get wasted and dance with me, I will surely grab your cock. We can dance if we want to. Bah, 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 fucking, nah. That's what they were doing. Quote.
Naked and cuddle in the woods because I'm drunk as fuck. Yeah.
Reboot the router. God damn it.
This is gay.
That's never happened before.
No, not during a show.
Is it stormy outside? I bet our cable went
out all day.
I don't have internet on any of my computers.
Neither do I.
Right now.
Nothing.
Huh. Well.
Huh. Sorry, everyone that was listening live.
Quote,
Catch the podcast version.
It's definitely an anomaly to come across two individuals highly intoxicated, naked, dancing, covered in mud to David Bowie music. The incident began about 5:45 a.m. Sunday when the Niagara County Sheriff's Office reported that a naked man apparently covered with tattoos was standing on Saunders Settlement Road. The tattoos later turned out to be heavy cakes of mud. So,
awesome.
They found the second man covered in mud lying in a ditch about 100 yards north of the road. 23-year-old Brandon was passed out, lying face down in the mud, and he wasn't getting up anytime soon. We had to physically drag him out of the mud puddle. This is pretty awesome.
That's pretty great.
So, all right. Well, anything else before we call it a night here?
Fuck you, Bresnan.
Maybe? Bresnan's usually decent to us, but I'm gonna say right now, it's probably, fuck you, Bresnan.
Yeah. So.
Fix that.
Thanks for bailing on us, you know, right at the end there.
Yeah.
You could have just helped us rub that one out till we got done there. But
it was almost there. We almost made it. Anyway, thank you all for joining us, of course. 406-204-4687.
Hey.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Thank you. /Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/Facebook/donate. We're about 50 bucks short for the server if you want to help us cover that. Other than that, we'll see y'all Friday. Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.